T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Westbound traffic on Kellogg blocked for several hours overnight after a fatal traffic crash on Kellogg near Washington. One person dead, 4 injured in a rollover accident. It happened just after 11 p.m. Sunday. The driver and passengers were trapped inside the vehicle. 2 people hospitalized in critical condition, 2 others hospitalized in serious condition, and the police say it appears that speed was a factor in this fatal crash. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become cloudy across south-central Kansas due to a weak disturbance that's spinning over the western part of the state. That's where some showers and a few thunderstorms were drifting a little bit further east. Most of those should wind down by the time they get here, but we could see a few showers and storms tonight. Today's high 84, tonight 66, and for Tuesday, a slight chance of rain with a high back in the mid-80s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 72 degrees. We have an east wind at 7 miles per hour. One person is dead after a traffic accident in Meade County in southwest Kansas. This happened on US 54 east of Meade early Sunday. An SUV went off the road on a curb, rolled over. The driver, 68-year-old Alton Willimon, was not wearing a seatbelt and was thrown from the vehicle. Willimon was taken to Meade District Hospital, then flown to Via Christi St. Francis in Wichita, where he died. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the car left the roadway at a high rate of speed. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says an employee of the contractor that provides food service to the jail has been arrested for sex crimes against 2 inmates. Sheriff Jeff Easter says detectives arrested 30-year-old Timothy Kinnear Friday. He was booked on 2 counts each of aggravated battery, sexual battery, and mistreatment of a confined person. He's employed by CBM Food Services. 2 inmates allege the incidents occurred in the jail between June 20th and July 16th. A Wichita woman was treated at an area hospital after being hit in the face by paintballs.
Around 11:30 p.m. Saturday, Wichita police officers were dispatched to a shooting call at a residence in the 1900 block of South Topeka. A 31-year-old victim stated she was on the front porch along with a 57-year-old woman when an older white SUV drove by the house. That's when an unknown suspect fired multiple paintballs at them, striking her in the face and the residents. The victim was transported to an area hospital for treatment. No suspect description is available at this time. If you have any information on this case, please call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111 or WPD Detectives at 268-4407. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A judge has sentenced a Hutchinson College student to 5 years in prison for starting a fire while conducting chemical experiments in his apartment.
The Hutchinson News says District Judge Trish Rose sentenced 23-year-old Chase Coble, a Hutchinson Community College chemistry student, who was convicted last month of aggravated arson. Coble contends that he was conducting experiments in his 12th-floor apartment, creating chemical heat to meld metal to plastic. The flash fire set off sprinklers and alarms, which alerted authorities. Reno County District Attorney Keith Schrader says Coble had done at least 50 experiments in the apartment, with ingredients including chlorine gas. He says Coble also removed a window and threw items in the alley below in an apparent attempt to hide them. Ray Strunk, KNSS News.
KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
Right now at the White House, President Trump swearing in a new chief of staff, the now former Homeland Security Secretary. ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
He will be swearing in retired General John Kelly this morning, and then John Kelly will be attending his first cabinet meeting. This, of course, comes after the ouster of Reince Priebus and very, very chaotic week here in the West Wing. The president hoping that that John Kelly might bring a little bit more normalcy to it.
Russia expels 755 people from the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, retaliation for sanctions passed by Congress. Australia on high alert after a terror plot. Investigators say the plan involved taking down a plane with poison gas. At least 4 men were arrested. At least 10 people have been killed across Venezuela in clashes between police and protesters. The violence comes amid a controversial vote to grant Socialist President Nicolas Maduro sweeping new powers and rewriting the country's constitution. Dave Packer, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Entertainment news, The Blur Now with Ted Woodward, looking at the weekend box office across the country. Ted?
Yeah, how did the box office results shake up for the weekend? And who is showing up to perform with the Foo Fighters?
She'll fight on the beaches.
And when at the box office, director Christopher Nolan's World War II drama Dunkirk, number one for a second week with an estimated $28.1 million.
I have more than one emotion.
The Emoji Movie almost debuted in first. The animated comedy takes second with $25 million despite terrible reviews.
Fasten your seatbelt.
The Charlize Theron action flick Atomic Blonde, slightly short of expectations, opening in fourth. The comedy Girls Trip takes third in its second week out. We don't know which pop superstar will be on the next Foo Fighters album titled Concrete and Gold, but frontman Dave Grohl tells Rolling Stone it won't be Adele or Taylor Swift. Lots of speculation who it will be, since Grohl said last month, quote, probably the biggest pop star in the world, end quote, would guest on the album. And actress Kate Beckinsale briefly postponed a Saturday appearance at Tampa Bay Comic-Con after police arrested a suspected stalker there. That's according to the Tampa Bay Times. I'm Christopher Watson.
Who are the most underrepresented groups in popular Hollywood films? According to a study examining the ongoing epidemic of inequality on screen and off, the answer to that question is women, Hispanics, and the disabled. A report released today by the Media Diversity and Social Change Initiative at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism says that women made up only 31% of speaking characters from the top 100 top-grossing fictional films last year. Also in stark contrast to their proportional representation here in the U.S., only 3% of speaking characters were Hispanic, less than 3% were depicted as having disabilities. Women of color least represented. The report says that until companies adopt solutions to combat exclusionary hiring and casting practices, change is unlikely.
I would bet there are not too many people over the age of 50 in that either.
That'd
be another group.
That's probably another group.
Another demographic.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was a big rock anniversary over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
This weekend, last weekend, marked the 50th anniversary of the song Light My Fire by The Doors.
The Doors' Light My Fire became the top song in the U.S., burning its way to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and guitarist Robbie Krieger struck gold on his first time out.
That was actually the first song I wrote for The Doors, which is pretty crazy.
He tells us the other guys helped, and originally they didn't think the seven-minute jam was single-worthy. But
we knew it was a good song because whenever we'd play it, people would just go crazy. So we'd always, you know, close the show with it or whatever.
Light My Fire wound up spending 3 weeks at number one. A limited edition vinyl is out today in celebration. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Got the CD in the truck. I'm ready to play it anytime.
50
that is one
years
great
Light
song.
My Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Terrific.
Love The Doors. There you go. 50 years. We have some movie anniversaries today.
Sure.
Today is the 25th anniversary of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yep. Christy Swanson, Donald Sutherland, Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, Rutger Hauer, Luke Perry. Interesting cast. Hilary Swank. It did okay at the box office. Mixed reception from critics. Of course, it would go on to spawn a very successful TV show a little few years later. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, came out 25 years ago today. Today marks the 30th anniversary of one of Jad Chambers' favorite movies, the James Bond movie, The Living Daylights.
The Living Daylights. Ugh.
The 15th James Bond movie, the first to star Timothy Dalton. It was a whopper at the box office, grossed $191 million.
Yeah.
Of course, you had Miriam Dabo, Joe Don Baker, John Rhys Davies. This was the change in the Bond movies, though. You had Roger Moore exiting as James Bond after many years.
Yeah.
He would have been 59 had he done this one, and everybody kind of decided,
better go younger.
You need to go with a new guy. So who do you get to be the next James Bond? Well, it turns out one of the heavy contenders was Sam Neill from New Zealand.
Okay.
But the producer wasn't quite sold on him, even though he screen tested really good. Pierce Brosnan from Ireland, of course, who was still doing Remington Steele on TV. There was a lot of push for him, but then there was some people that didn't want a small screen TV private eye jumping up to Bond. Didn't think that was in the same league. So they couldn't get a consensus on Brosnan or Sam Neill, and Timothy Dalton's name came up, the Welshman. And that's who they ended up going with. There you go.
He's a Shakespearean actor, isn't he?
Yeah.
I believe he's got some background.
I don't know. I think they might have been better off with Jodon Baker.
So that introduced the Timothy Dalton years of James Bond. Mm. Living Daylights came out 30 years ago today. I saw an old movie over the weekend that I'd never seen before that I really enjoyed. Flamingo Road. Have you ever seen this?
Joan Crawford.
Sidney Greenstreet.
Yeah.
Directed by Michael Curtiz and did Casablanca.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Sidney Greenstreet is so good in this movie.
He's
a corrupt Southern sheriff.
Really?
Yeah. What? And he's just fantastic.
We're talking about the heavy guy in the Maltese Falcon. Yeah.
A guy
Casablanca.
Yep.
In that.
And a guy that didn't start acting until he was in his 60s.
Really?
Or in movies.
In movies, yeah.
Yeah. And he only acted in movies for 8 years, but yet he was in Casablanca and Maltese Falcon. You know, he just had a great little run there.
You know, my wife is a big fan of Audrey Hepburn, and she was on yesterday afternoon on Turner Classics on a movie called Two for the Road with some English guy.
Albert Finney.
Yeah, we watched about 10 minutes of that, and my wife said, this is awful. It was just flashing back from one place to another.
That film is considered a classic.
Yeah, well, she and I decided that Audrey made a mistake. That's a stinkerama.
Wow. I didn't mind it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people liked it, I guess.
Got a great, Henry Mancini got a great soundtrack on
that
movie.
There you go.
By the way, I enjoyed Flamingo Road.
Oh, are you through?
I'm not through yet.
Okay, keep going.
Let's do one more.
Sure.
We have another one more movie anniversary, a cult classic horror comedy celebrating its 30th birthday today.
Now you know what we are, now you know what you are.
Before he was Agent Jack Bauer or President Tom Kirkman, Kiefer Sutherland was a vampire in The Lost Boys. Released 30 years ago Monday, the horror comedy kicked the dust off of movie vampire tropes, making them young, sexy, and cool. It was director Joel Schumacher's first film after 1985's critically loathed St. Elmo's Fire. He went on to direct hits like Falling Down and The Client. The Lost Boys had a killer soundtrack, too, and paved the way for Twilight, True Blood, and all the rest.
One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Oh, boy.
There you go, The Lost Boys. It's 30.
I didn't think I'd ever say this, but I miss Bela Lugosi.
There you go. Entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby.
Had the family up there the other night. Yeah. A great meal.
I bet it was.
You can't miss.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
So tasty.
Yeah.
Make sure you get your family down there. It's a tasty pizza right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. It's Pizza John's in Derby.
Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Ooh, yeah. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771. Or online at prairiefire.com.
Coffee break!
8:42 now. Steve and Ted coming up. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. New tenants for the Orpheum Theater building.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.